in the military, I really never lost my faith. I always think of maybe the 24th Psalm. I guess, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean heart and a pure heart. I was drafted before I got out of high school in May of 1943, and I went to the Selective Service Board, and then they gave me a date to go down to be inducted. I really wanted to go into the Army. And the guy, when my turn come, he said, well, you're going to go to the Navy. I definitely didn't want to go to the Navy. Only thing you could do in the Navy is be a messman and wait on officers as far as black. In other words, you was below deck. So we were going backwards and forth, and he said, well, you're at a time in your life where you don't tell nobody what to do. You have to do what you're told. I said, I can't argue that. I said, but the only thing I know, I'm not going in the Navy. And there's a guy sitting way over in the corner. He was a Marine sergeant. So he said, hey, send him over here. I'll take him. The Marine Corps was the last branch of the service that got integrated. Moffett Point Marines is the first black that went in the Marine Corps when the Marine Corps opened up during World War II. 20,000 black troops went through Moffett Point between 1942 and 1949. The first black Marines consist of a lot of black guys that had been to college. If they'd have been white, they would have been officers. Some of them was teachers, and some of them was even lawyers. But they started off as private. No black officers was in World War II. Last part of 1943, the orders came that we would go overseas. Troop trains back right up into camp, and we were headed for West Coast, California. We'd taken the southern route. We left North Carolina and went down through South Carolina and got to Atlanta, Georgia. They was going to break the troops out to go into the train station, and they was going to feed us. And some of us start getting off the train and lining up in formation outside of the train. And the guy looked out and he said, no, I said, we don't serve black in down here in the train station. They can't come in here and eat. I got to thinking about, yeah, we're going overseas to fight for you guys and you people, and we can't even eat in a restaurant. And I know some of us going over here and we won't come back. And I had to pray a long time to get over that, because some of us didn't come back. We finally landed in the Elise Islands, and they really, really didn't want us to go into combat. We felt awful bad, because we felt like we were prepared, and we were prepared. We knew that. A lot of black Marines saw combat, but it wasn't publicized. This is just speculating. You could see if we were over there and we were doing a lot of fighting and getting killed and stuff, we would demand more. The people back here, the black people, would, hey, give us some more rights. Our guys is over there fighting too. Man, were we glad to get back home. We came up through the Panama Canal and we got to Norfolk, Virginia. It was in January. We'd been overseas for a couple of years. Man, we liked to froze. It was cold. We hadn't had that kind of cold weather in 2 years, and we almost froze. And we saw a big tent way down on the other end of the pier, and they said, the Red Cross is down there. So, oh, man, that made us happy. We're going to go down here and get some coffee and donuts. got down there to the end of the pier, and they said, well, we don't serve black no coffee and donuts here. So we was introduced back to segregation after being overseas all that time. People just think our history is so far back. When I was young, before I left Mississippi, I talked to a lot of people that was in slavery, and they would tell us about what happened, tell how their mothers and fathers would get separated or sold off and stuff from them, and how they would feed them, you know, like pigs and stuff in a trough. So I've lived long enough to see where we was and where we come from and where we are and where we're going to be. Now in the Marine Corps, they have black generals in the United States Marine Corps. What if we hadn't have made it? They wouldn't have had nobody.